Thank you for calling AstrologyAnswers.com customer service. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Yes, Rebecca, I was looking, what can I say? I was looking through the offer here for a transit period guide, but I already have paid for one. I'm already running a credit for that rather than paying for it again. Are you able to help me out with that?
Let me take a look. What's your email here?
PTHOM326@yahoo.com.
Yahoo, give me just a moment. Excuse me. Okay, so that transit period guide that you purchased previously was purchased back on June 3rd of 2019. So that was a
June
6-month 3rd.
Oh, it's already been purchased. And do I have any other credit that I still have in my account or no?
No, there's no
credit. Oh, I thought those were things I had paid for ahead of time.
No,
I see. I'm confused because one time I had called in and then I had bought some things, but I hadn't used it at that time. But you're saying eventually I did use them.
Well, if you've got expert credits, that's a totally different thing, not related to the transit
period
guide.
Hold on, let me just, if you don't mind waiting for a minute, let me just get it back in the account here.
But those expired, those expert credits you have to use within a year of purchase.
Okay, I just want to look at them so I know we're talking about the same thing. Hold on, let's see if I can get back there. Did I maybe have credits that I never used?
Yes, showing that you ordered credits back in February, and March. And
yeah, and so they never
expired.
Got used is what happened?
Exactly, you're supposed to
because
use
I had called somebody and they said I still had time on them.
Okay. I can definitely, as a courtesy, add 160 credits back since you never got to use any of those.
I see.
But then as far as the transit period guide that you had purchased initially, that was a 6-month guide, so that would have been good through January through basically June 3rd of 2019. So the new guide that you purchase will be from the date of purchase, well, basically the date of purchase in six
mm-hmm.
months out, depending on the length of the guide that you
But
drew.
You said you could give me credit for something.
I gave you 160 expert credits since you never used any of the expert credits that you purchased back in 2019.
Okay. So where does that leave me now with what I would owe?
I mean, at this point, you don't owe anything. Everything that
you
paid for, you've already paid for. The last purchase you made on this account was on the 28th of March in 2019.
Okay.
So to use those expert credits, you would need to log into the member area. I believe they changed it to advisors now instead of experts, but it's in the top bar where your library is.
Hold on. I'm looking for that. I see confirmed details questionnaire. I'm in the wrong place here. Submit request. That's not the right place.
Are you at astrologyanswers.com?
I'm with it's more checkout, so I'm in the wrong place. Let me go just to plain astrology stuff.
Well, if you're in your email and you're getting special offers, you're likely going to be offered a better price through the email than you could at astrologyanswers.com. But everything that you purchase, all the guides, they're all located on your members area. So
well,
that's where you go to
use the credit. I'm trying to get back where you told me to go.
It's just astrologyanswers.com. There's no www.
Okay, just a sec.
No problem.
Oh, darn. Now I don't know my password. I didn't need it before.
I can create a new one for you very quickly.
Okay. What can I put in?
I always just use the first name with a capital. And then 123, bear with me just a moment. You can change that under your account settings if you'd like, but
my
I assure
name.
You I will. Yeah, so I'll just put Paula with a capital P, but let me process it real quickly. So capital P, lowercase A-U-L-A, 123.
Okay.
And I'll let you know when it's ready to enter.
Okay.
And then you can keep that as is, or you can change it under your account settings once you get logged into the members area. Well, let me know if that worked because my site just hiccuped on me.
Okay.
If it didn't, I can redo it.
please fill out this field. Okay, now I have to put my email back in again. Okay. So let's see if it goes.
Well, hold on. Did you click where it says members login?
I don't know what it said. It was just when I put my email and my password, and then I clicked whatever it said.
Okay.
I'm just at the very beginning. Register post.
Yeah, you need to just
astrologyanswers.com register post. Is that so that?
Yeah, you don't need to do that because you're already registered. So
okay,
if you go back to just the main homepage, at the top right-hand corner of the page, there
is. So I do astrologyanswers.com, and then I'll click that, right?
Go to astrologyanswers.com with no www. It should be a purple bar at the top.
Yeah.
And then your signs at the very top above that purple bar on the right, there's a login link to click. Are you on your phone?
I don't know where I am now. No, I'm not on my phone. I'm using a laptop.
Okay. So the site itself should just be astrologyanswers.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then the homepage will have like the purple bar across the top that says home horoscopes astrology. Right above that is a white bar. On the left hand, there's social media links. On the right hand, about us, contact us, login. You would need to click on login.
Okay, I'm waiting now. It just filled in with login/post again. It's not doing anything.
That's odd. Are you at your browser?
I don't know where I am.
Okay, because you wouldn't be able to access it through your email. I don't know what computer you're using.
I'm using a Microsoft.
Okay, so you can, I mean, it's optimized for Chrome, the site is?
Yeah, it's Chrome.
Okay.
Chrome. Mm-hmm.
So if it's just astrologyanswers.com, it might take you to like a Google search. If it does that, you would click the link.
Okay,
that
now I'm
says,
in login again.
Okay, and it says members area?
Not yet.
Okay.
Wrong email address. It's not doing anything.
I mean, I'm clicking login. The email is going to be, go back here, ptom326@yahoo.com, copy and paste. And let me make sure that password went through. No, it's the password not going through. Bear with me just a moment. Profile. Here to update passwords. Submit. I'm just going to reopen the whole browser. Just
yeah, I know what my astrology chart says. I should have been born and dead before the computer came in. That's
well, I'm glad you're not.
Thank you. Okay. I do get frustrated, though.
Yeah, I've read somewhere before you marry somebody, put them on a computer with really slow internet so you can see who they really are inside. 326 at yahoo.com. Let's see if I reload it, if it'll let me update that password. Oi. That is a technical issue that we're having right now.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can figure out a way for you to get assisted at the actual site. Okay, so if you go to the login link, right under that, there's a box that says
live. I have email. I put my email address, and then it's asking for password.
Right, and the password on my end is not letting me reset your password. But if you look under
whatever
where it
the old
login,
password was,
it should be. Do you have it saved?
You know, it just was sitting there before. That's how I got in a few minutes ago. It was just sitting there.
Yeah, I
now it's not sitting there.
If you double click on the login box,
double click where?
Like where it says email.
Email address?
Yeah, does it give you like a little message that has your email and then a password?
No,
it just
gets highlighted in blue.
Okay. So do you see under that where it says live chat now?
Excuse me, what?
Under the login box, there's a pink box that says live chat now.
No, I don't see anything like that. I just see they're asking for email address and then password. That's what I see.
And then the purple login button?
I don't see anything purple.
Okay, I
don't
know
where
you are.
It's a login, but it's gray. A shaded box that says login.
Does the site address say members.astrologyanswer.com at the top there in your address bar?
Nope. I see something, a little design that looks like rainbow colors, like a little box or something with different rainbow colors.
Yeah,
that's
I don't think we're looking
problem.
At the same site. Let me just a moment. Okay, so I want you to go back to the main homepage, just astrologyanswers.com, and let me know if it's giving you a site with the purple bar.
If I can get there. And then it comes in extended Cancer Daily Horoscope?
That's one of the things that I think that you purchased was the extended horoscope, but are you already in the members area then?
Well, you said I put in astrologyanswers.com and up came this whole thing with the, the magenta sky, and it says Cancer Daily Horoscope.
See, that's not what I have. When I put in astrologyanswers.com, are you making sure it's plural and all together and no www?
Well, it's not another company.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the website that I put in, and it should have a purple bar at the top, and there's an ad in the middle, and then underneath that it says, what's your sign?
Okay, now I see the
horoscope.
Purple bar at the top. Home, horoscopes, astrology,
so,
tarot.
You
your
see
lucky
where it says
number
more?
Now. Is that what you're talking about?
Do you see where it says more at the end of that purple bar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And right above that, login?
Yep.
So click that.
Okay.
And is your information already in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now click login.
Okay. Members area.
Okay, perfect. So okay. Let me go to your members area now.
My credits, 160.
Yes, I added those back since
you
didn't get a chance to use them. You see where it says advisors? On
yeah.
the top of the bar, that's
yeah,
where you use those credits.
I see.
And then, so your transit period guide is going to be located in your member library if you
okay.
purchase a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what you're being offered in the email, but I do know that the emails from Dawn, they typically will offer bundles and better prices than we can offer you just flat out purchasing it on the site.
Okay, so how will I get to the offer? I have to go back to my email?
You would have to go through your email and then make the purchase through the links in the email.
Okay.
And then it will be available in your members area. The transit period guide takes about 24 hours to generate.
Okay.
So keep in mind, you're going to have your old transit period guide in your members library. So the one that you get when you hover over it should say V2, like version 2, because they've updated the layout of the transit period guide. And after you purchase it, it'll have a countdown clock because it's like 24 hours after purchase that it's available. And then once it's available, you can either view it in the site or you can download the PDF for viewing offline.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going through all of this to get to the offer. There's a lot of copy before.
Understood.
Click here now to claim your personalized transit period guide. Yes, I should click there?
Yes.
Okay. It still doesn't mention what the offer is.
Oh, it will eventually, I'm sure. Let me know what price point it gives you for what length, and I can tell you if that's anything special. And I do apologize for my loud cat in the background. I'm working from home.
Oh, yeah, there's a cat with you?
Oh, there's two, Quark and Quasar.
Oh.
Brother and sister.
Huh.
They are destroying my house.
How old are they?
Oh, goodness, they're about 9 years old. A friend of mine nursed them from, like, kittenhood. All the way. They're
So
very much indoor
they're
kitties.
full powers now.
Yes. I
I've
wish I
taken
could let
care
them
of people's
outside.
cats, and the worst thing is that about 3:30 to 5:30 in the morning, they decide to come and jump around on your bed and
Yeah, I've taken to
scratch.
closing the door and just putting a pillow over my head.
Put up with that.
I can't. I'm actually watching them for a friend who's moving, so.
Okay, so it has 6 months, $67, 12 months, $97.
Okay, so that's the normal price.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Okay.
and then there's also, you can do a 7-day trial for $7, but that's not going to be offered through the email.
Right.
But I believe if you respond back to that email that that's just too much for you, then she will respond back with a lower price point.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh. Where would I say it's too much money?
Just reply.
Reply where?
To the email.
But I have a credit of what, 160? Is that $160
no,
or
that's
what?
160 expert credits to speak to the advisors on the website.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with this purchase here.
Exactly. I
see.
Gave
so
those
that's
back to you because
that's if
felt,
I call. I see. If I call and want to talk to somebody.
Right. So you would need to use those credits within the next year.
Okay. Okay. So
what I suggest. With the credits, what I did was when I got my transit period guide, I didn't really know what I was looking at, and I used credits to speak to Sister Stardust about my transit period guide, and she helped me with advice on how to use it and helped me kind of decipher my natal chart.
Mm-hmm. I see. So I have a place to say here that it's too much money for me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm looking for that.
Well, you should
just
be able to just reply. And I would say something like, I'd love to do this, but that's just out of my price range.
Okay.
And that's when they usually come back with a lower price point for those guys.
I'm looking where reply is. Submit request, I see that, but I don't see a place to give a reply.
Well, if it's an email,
mm-hmm.
you would just reply to it like you would any other email. It should be at the top of the email.
Oh, I see. Well, there's a section here where it says, give your most burning questions.
That is to request a free reading. And then there are free readings available at the Astrology Answers homepage at the bottom there. The one I like is the Daily Tarot reading. But they have a love compatibility, career compatibility, pets compatibility, life path number, and Daily Tarot reading available for free on the website.
I don't see how, other than inside this box, that I can write anything.
Well, if you'd like, something that I can do, here's the reason I hesitate to do it. Everything that you purchase from our site has a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you like the transit period guide, awesome. If you don't, however, because I can process a 50% refund after you make the purchase.
Oh, okay.
That waives your right to 100% refund if you're not satisfied after 60 days, which is why I'm hesitant to offer to do that.
Okay, well, I'll try 6 months here. Okay, so then there's a place here for a credit card.
And you've got your date and time and place of birth?
The screen just went out.
Well, I can process that one for you here if you'd like.
You can add up, you can finish
process,
it off.
Yeah, I can't process
it. It just disappeared. I don't know where it went.
Let me take a look and make sure that nothing, you didn't put in any information, right?
I was getting ready to put in the credit card information.
But you didn't, though, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment. PTHOM326Yahoo.com. Okay. And then add order. Now, is it the same card that would be on file from the last time you made purchases?
Probably not.
Okay. So, let's see.
I'm getting into Yahoo Mail again. Maybe it'll bring me to where I was. I don't know why it did that. It just Although it's not in the email, it's actually on the internet.
Ah.
I mean, I
so
started
you're
out
actually
with
purchasing
I started
it
out
on
at
the
email.
Site.
I'm sorry, what?
So you're actually purchasing it directly on the site. It probably, when it said click here
well,
to claim your transit period guide, took
exactly.
you to
I mean, I
website.
start out in the email, but then it goes someplace else. And it just went off.
Okay. Let's see here. So there's a few options. I can do like the 3-month guide for $37. So you can take a look at it and see if it's something that you're really interested in.
Uh-huh.
And then again, if you're not satisfied, as long as you call us in within 60 days, we can refund that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to process that for you?
I wonder if I should go for the 6 months instead.
Okay. And so that's $67.
Okay.
And then is the best contact number for you the 212-698-1396?
Yes.
Okay. And going to make me choose. You're born in Hartford, Connecticut?
Correct.
Okay. Now, it gives me the option to choose Hartford or Hartford Hospital.
Well, I was born actually in the hospital, if it makes any difference. I mean, I would imagine it's almost the same thing, the town or the hospital in the town.
Right, but when it comes to your birth chart, the closest we can get to where you were and
it's
where
the
planets are in,
it's the
you
hospital.
Know, in relation to you. Okay. And then what's your billing address?
326 East 34th Street, apartment 2C.
Is that also in Hartford?
New York, New York.
Ah, cooler than Hartford.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay,
the zip is 10016.
New York. And I'm sorry, 10016?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is that the same as your shipping, even though we're not shipping you anything?
Yes.
Okay. And then is it a MasterCard or Visa?
Visa.
And what is the card number?
Sure. 4147.
Okay.
2024.
Okay.
4756. 2487.
Okay. And the expiration?
1024.
And the CVV?
337.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to confirm this order. Okay, so that purchase has been processed. And your transit period guide, let me make sure that I gave you access to the new one. All right, so let me take a look at your members area and make sure both of them are there. Okay, so let's see, my library, and then purchased product. Okay. So that's going to be your old transit period guide. Give me just a moment. Orders. And then what I'm going to do is generate a version 2 guide. Waiting for the site to do its thing. I feel like that net neutrality thing is kicking in, or lack thereof. Okay, so if you check back at the site around this time tomorrow, that guide should be there.
Okay.
And if for any reason it's not, feel free to call us back. We are here 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. And also, can you tell me, you say I have this 160 credits for speaking with somebody. How many minutes would that be?
It depends on the advisor. So the longer the advisor's been doing it, It depends, basically. They all have reviews. They all have, it shows you how many readings they've done, how long they've been doing it. They all have profiles and, what's the word I'm looking for? Little
biographies. So you're able to
biographies.
Choose them. Yeah, I see.
So, right, there's some that have 4 credits, 6 credits, 8 credits.
A minute, you mean.
Right, yes. Okay. But then there's different ways you can speak to them as well. You can ask them questions for a flat credit rate. You can chat to them, or you can call. My preference is if I'm just asking about something going on with my life, I prefer to send them a message because I can get my thoughts out without having to worry about the clock ticking down, because my anxiety doesn't like that very much. Mm-hmm. When there's a clock ticking.
And so they write an answer back then?
Yes. You mm-hmm. would just choose message instead of chat now.
Okay.
And then you can
get a chance to keep it.
Exactly. And then you can read more to find out each person's specialty. Some of them don't do tarot. Some of them, it just tells you how they do their thing, basically, how they get their guidance. And Sister Stardust, it's awful that she's the most extensive one, but she is definitely the best one that I've spoken to. But I've also gotten a lot of good reviews for Evan Chin, and she's done more readings than Sister Stardust, and she's only 4 credits per minute, so you may want to check her out. I just don't think her availability is as often as Sister Stardust. Mm-hmm. Now, is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. I hope you have a great one. I thank you for speaking with me here at Astrology Answers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.